You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Exodus, chapter 5, verse 21 to 23. And they said unto them, "The Lord look upon you and judge, because ye have made our savor to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of his servant, to put a sword in their hand to slay us." And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, "Lord, wherefore hast thou so evil entreated these people? Why is it that thou hast sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he hath done evil to these people. Neither hast thou delivered thy people at all." You know, sometimes we often assume that the characters we read in the Bible, they just had everything smooth with God. We sometimes don't see their dealings with God. This was Moses complaining when God told him, "Go and meet Pharaoh. Take this rod and everything." And then Moses obeyed. Look at all the preparation. He was in the wilderness for 40 years. He saw fire burning that did not consume any leaf. And then he heard the voice of God. He interacted with God. God introduced himself to him. And the rod in his hand, God turned it to a rod of authority. God also gave him Aaron to speak for him. You would think everything was set. What you will expect is that by the following day, the children of Israel should be on their way to the Canaan land. And so Moses obeyed, and he went before Pharaoh. But Pharaoh got angry and then made the life of the children of Israel worse. I said, "Oh, you started contacting a God to say that you want to leave. Oh, it's because you are not busy. That's why you are thinking of leaving. Let's make their life more difficult." And so the children of Israel turned to Moses. "That why come you have brought evil upon us? We were even managing before. Now you've made our life worse." And so Moses went to God and said, "Why have you done this? Why have you done this?" If you read that next chapter, the Bible said, "Then the Lord said unto Moses, Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh." You see, God was revealing himself also to Moses. When the Bible said that Moses understood the ways of God, the children of Israel understood the works of God, but Moses the ways of God, it did not come just like that. It took the dealings of God for Moses to understand the ways of God. So God has said something to you. And you know, when God speaks, he speaks very confidently. Of course, how else would God speak? But then it's beginning to look like 1 year, 10 years. You can't even see that promise. Brethren, it will come to pass. Did Moses not lead the children of Israel out of Egypt? Did he not lead them to cross the Red Sea? Did he not bring the law? Did he not build the tabernacle? Did he not set up the law for them so that they can understand God? He did all of that at the end of the day, but it did not happen immediately. We usually lose faith when things don't happen as soon as we expect it to be. You are trusting God for healing. You are trusting God for the salvation of your family member, of your spouse, or somebody close to you, of a worker, of your colleagues. You are trusting God for grace, for open door. God has given his word. God has given you assurance. But rather than these people coming to be saved, it looks as if they are even getting worse. Yet God gave you his promise. God said, "Go, I will set my people free." And yet he obeyed and nothing happened. Sometimes you think that when you obey God, everything will just go smoothly. No, it may not go smoothly, humanly speaking. But divinely speaking, is that everything is on time. God needed Pharaoh to be hardened so that he can show his great power. If Moses had gone and Pharaoh said, "All right, you people can go," we will not know how great this God is. So you must understand the ways of God. I pray the Lord will give you understanding and encouragement in your heart and strengthen you with faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.